Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
All right, turning to something a lot more serious. And that, of course, is the story of the war in Russia-Ukraine. We have been keeping a very, very close eye on this story and reporting on it constantly. JTA have reported the Moishe House in Kiev has become a safe haven during wartime, and we thought this was a story we could bring you. The Moishe House model, 3 to 5 Jewish young adults living together, creating community through Jewish programming, has worked well in 30 countries. But what happens when it takes place, when it happens in a place of war? Danechka Bailey, a resident at Moishe House in Kiev. Good morning. Thank you for joining us. How are you?
Good morning. How I'm good. Thanks that you ask. It's 10 o'clock in Kiev, and a sun and a beautiful sky today.
So that is good. That the weather is good. At least, is there relative peace at the moment?
In Kiev, it's really like a peace. But the last bomb rocket was 1 week before, and it was a really big question to me to stay in Kiev or not, because I was in Poland to visit my father and friend, and after this bomb I think, oh, is it a good idea to come back to Kiev? But now I'm here because I understand that it's really, it's better for me to be with my country in this moment. And when we will win, I want to be the part of Ukraine. I want to be in Ukraine when we will win.
It's incredible that people have chosen to stay. Are you able to continue life and work?
I haven't a lot of work now because I am like a SMM manager, and now it's a lot of companies closed or haven't money to SMM. But Moishe House help to me and to other residents a little bit with money, so I haven't a lot of problem with it.
Yeah. So what is Moishe House?
Moishe House is like a Jewish organization for people who like was in the different Jewish camp from their childhood, and now they don't want to hear a lot about what is to be Jewish. They want only to have some party, chill, but with Jewish friend. So Moishe House is this is a place where the Jewish people want to meet Jewish people and only have chill. And Moishe House, this is a place where people, where staff don't work, they live in Moishe House, living in. So the place where I live is a Moishe House with my neighbor, and we make a different party, something like this.
So it's part of a Jewish organization where people live together and support each other, really.
Yes, not a lot of people, only two maximum.
Yes.
But
it's part of a system.
Yes.
Right. And what has happened to the Jewish community in Kiev?
Oh, it's a really sad situation because now maybe something organization starting to work, but on the beginning from the February to maybe to the May or end of the April, it's only Moishe House do something from the beginning. Yes, a lot of Jewish organization, for example, Hillel, maybe you hear about it.
Sure.
Or others, they are closed, and the managers are going to other country. I understand them, because it's really scary to be here at the beginning when you woke up because you are here as a bomb. But on the first day when we woke up, mother and father called me and say, here's a war is in Ukrainian. And I came to my neighbors and so what we are going to do. And we understand that we need to be in Moshe house, and we make a post in Instagram where we said that everybody, if you need something, you can came to Moshe house. If you need only to relax, to be with us, or if you want to sleep in Moshe house, you can came to us. We bought a lot of food, and we understand that we need to be here with our friend, which is our members.
Is there a sense of optimism from people in Kyiv?
In Kyiv, yes. In Kyiv, a lot of optimism, because here is really easy to take them, this optimism. For example, how I said, this is a sun now. The last bomb was 1 week ago, and before it was 1 month ago. And here, not a lot of people. We haven't traffic on the road. And here, a lot of cafe is opened. And it's really easy to have optimism here. But on the other city, where people haven't connection, where every day Russian soldiers killed people, it's really hard. So it's like a balance, maybe. In Kyiv, a lot of optimism, and in other cities, no.
Yeah. It's and the sense of anger towards what Russia is doing, that must be profound. Must be a lot of anger towards Russia.
Can you repeat the question, please?
The level of anger that people in Kyiv are feeling towards Russia and Putin at the moment must be very, very real.
Do you mean what Ukrainian people feel for all of this? It's really hard, and it's a lot of people, you know. It's the biggest part, I want to say, that who hate Russian people and want that all of them is die. And but I don't agree with this position, because if we want to kill all the Russian people, what's the different from us and them?
How do we, yeah.
They are trying. Yes.
Absolutely amazing. Absolutely, yes, because, amazing. And
yes, because we need to end this war 100%, and we really need this whole sanction of how it's named to Russian, that Russian don't have like a progress, but we can't kill them. For example, like but the things that really make me cry and make me sad, that it's for example money which one Ukrainian got from America, for example Europe, who help us, it's not a lot. For example, with money which one Russian for this time take from gas and oil, which ones they sell. So for time of the war, Russian take more money than Ukrainian, and it's not good for us and for. Yes, this is what make me sad.
Absolutely.
That the country which one kills people take more money than the country who want to end this.
Right. Donechka Belye talking to us from Ukraine. Thank you, from Kyiv. Thank you for taking the time to do so. And we just pray for a resolution. We pray for peace and, of course, for your safety. Thank you for taking the time and for being able to speak to us. He is a resident. of the city of Kiev, and more specifically of Moshe House.